Chapter 9, Professor Leonidas. David studies at the journalism department at college. Professor Leonidas teaches at the journalism department. He is Greek and teaches history. Professor Leonidas has the nickname Zeus because he lectures very emotionally and has a magnificent long hair and big black eyes. Today, David has a test in history. He likes the subject. He reads a lot and always gets good marks. David enters the room and takes a test assignment. He sits down at the desk and does the assignment. The questions aren't difficult. Lena sits next to David. Lena rarely attends Professor Leonidas' lectures. Lena doesn't like history. She is waiting for her turn. Then Lena goes to Professor Leonidas' desk and sits down on a chair. "These are my answers to the questions," Lena says to the professor and gives him the test assignment.
"Well," the professor looks at Lena.
He remembers perfectly that Lena doesn't attend his lectures.
"Lena is probably a good student and studies well,"
Professor Leonidas thinks. But he still wants to quiz the girl.
"Lena, who is the main Greek god?"
the professor asks. Lena is silent. She doesn't know. Professor Leonidas is waiting. Julia sits at the front desk. Julia wants to give her a hint. Lena looks at Julia, and Julia secretly points a finger at Professor Leonidas.
"Leonidas is the main Greek god," Lena says. The students laugh out. Professor Leonidas looks at her with a frown. Then he looks at the ceiling and collects his thoughts.
"If you mean Leonidas, the king of Sparta, he wasn't a god, though he also was a great Greek. If you mean me, then I feel like a god only in my kitchen when I prepare a national Greek dish."
Professor Leonidas looks at Lena attentively.
"But anyway, thank you for the daring guess."
Professor Leonidas tells his colleagues a few days later that he is the main Greek god. The professor laughs loudest of all. And Lena learned the names of all the most famous Greeks and fell in love with the history of Greece.